think it's safe to say that out of all the days on the Jewish calendar that we either celebrate or know again, that Tisha B'Av is the hardest one. It's the hardest one to connect to. For obvious reasons, less obvious reasons. After all, Gemara tells us that Tisha B'Av is an Avelus Yeshana. It's a very old, very ancient Avelus. Something which seemingly happened thousands of years ago. Coupled with the fact that we don't have a Maisa Mitzvah, we hold a Kinas in hand, but is that really a Chavtza Shal Mitzvah? It's much easier when we can take a Lulav, when we can hold a Megillah, a Matanas Lev Yoinim, to blow a Shofar. And so we approach the day of Tisha B'Av with many uncertainties. We have to fast. Are we going to have the strength to make it through the fast? How are we going to feel towards the end of the day? We're not really sure. We're hoping that we can somehow connect to the day just a little bit. Because when we enter into Tisha B'Av, we feel like we haven't prepared ourselves enough. We feel like we don't even know how to prepare for such a day. How to bring out ancient emotions feels like it's something which is very far, very impossible to do. I tried to connect to the Beis HaMikdash. How is one supposed to connect to the Beis HaMikdash? We don't even know what it's like to have a Beis HaMikdash. Then we ask ourselves, are we really mourning on the fact that there's no Beis HaMikdash? Is there something more to that? If there's no Chavtza Shal Mitzvah, does that mean that I'm mamish at a loss? These are the types of questions which Mevakesh Hashem asks himself. Halavai we should be amongst them. We try to find some type of achias in a day like this. And there's different answers and different avenues and paths to walk down to be able to find certain keys to unlock the mystery of this day. I'm going to bring out one mahalach, Siyata Dishmaya. Before we do so, let's bring about the story like we've done in earlier years. To see how the tzaddikim felt about a day like this, about the whole inyan of Galus Hashchina, Churban Beis HaMikdash. Following is the story of the holy tzaddik of Baruch Mezhbizher, Zechus Chiyo Genalein V'Kol Yisrael. His nephew, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Tzadik Yisrael Olam in his time. Somebody once told the Baruch Mezhbizher that recently there was a big simcha. There was a completion of a sefer that a certain Rav Talmud Chacham had written on the entire Seder of Kachim. He called it Mayim Kedoshim. And of course, the person who told this to Baruch Mezhbizher was expecting a certain reaction of a wah, such a Talmud Chacham to finish a sefer, an entire seder of Kachin, Ramesh Alimud, which Tzadikim say is a Meis Mitzvah who learns Kachin. So this was the action of Baruch Mezhbizher. He said, "I'm so surprised, and it's hard to believe that he was able to complete an entire sefer on the Seder of Kachin." says, as soon as I begin davening, and I say the words, Ezuhu Mekoyman Shal Zvachem, because my kishka starts to turn inside of me and I can't even go on any weiter. Imagine such a madriga, such a sensitivity, such a connection to Beis HaMikdash. Then as soon as he starts to speak about the korbanos and davening, he says, I can't even continue anymore. What it means to not have a Beis HaMikdash, to bring such korbanos in. And to write an entire sefer and kachim. To go from Mishnah to Mishnah, from Inyan to Inyan, to speak about things which are just conceptual right now, that we can't even do them because of the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. The whole Limud revolves around Churban Beis HaMikdash. And it says a lot. And Mamash speaks volumes about how detached we may be from what it means to be Beis HaMikdash. That those of us who even say Ezu Mekom Shel Zvachim, that we just run right through them, seems to be like a part of davening which we just have to get through in order to get to Hoidu Hashem or Mizmor Shir, whatever the Nusach may be. Many times in the Chazan, he'll say, "Ezu Mekom Shel Zvachim," and then he raises up the Mishma Leimer. Many of Achinu Bnei Yisrael don't even say it. Ezu Mekom Shel Zvachim. Skip a legame. That's more of a shmooze in the Inyan of Tefillah. But again, we don't see it as being a part of the davening. That there's davening, and then there's Mishnayos. Mishnayos, Ezu Mekom Shel Zvachim. Not even seeing how this has to do with the Seder HaTefillah. Tefillah is up in Mokum Korban. They're in place of the Korbanos. We begin with the foundations of tefillah. The tefillahs have to do with korbanos. And Mishalom Parnas Vaseinu. Talavad, the tefillah should be niskabel, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should be lacking nothing when there's no Beis HaMikdash. That every single word of davening should be niskabel as a korban. But there's something a little bit deeper here. In the words, Baruch Mezbushar, when he begins the Seder HaTfilah and he says, Ezu Mekom Shel Zvachim, and he can't go on, you have to look at these words very carefully. Ezu Mekom Shel Zvachim is not just a Mishnah where the Mishnah is asking, where is the place where we shecht the korbanos? When the Hiddur Baruch Mezbushar said, when I say the words Ezu Mekom Shel Zvachim, I can't go on because I'm thinking about the loss of Beis HaMikdash. Listen to these words very carefully. Ezu Mekom Shel Zvachim, where is the place of the Zvachim? This is a question. When a tzaddik reads these words and he sees Ezu Mekom Shel Zvachim, and there's no answer to this question, where do we shecht these korbanos? Where do we shecht the korbanos? When he thinks to himself, when he says these questions, when he says this question, so where is the place? And there's no place. There's no place. We continue to say, Kotche Kotchim Shchitasim B'Tzafon. What do you mean Shchitasim B'Tzafon? There's no Shchitasim B'Tzafon. Where's the Tzafon? Where are the Korbanos? Where's the Shchita? Where are the Kahana? There's nothing. This is an unanswered question. Ezu Mekom Shel Zvachim. I can't go on, says the Baruch Mezbushar. How can you go on? There's no answer to such a question. We begin davening every single day with the Akedah. We begin every year on Rosh Hashanah with the Akedah. All beginnings begin with the Akedah. Even the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Yizkar B'Kari, We learn it from Avraham Avinu by the Akedah, by Yashkim Avraham Abayker. Avraham Avinu is told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he needs to go to Shecht Yitzchak. Somewhere. Elamakam Masha Amar Lo Helakim. To that place where I will tell you to go. Lech Lecha. Just go. Doesn't know exactly where he's going. Okay. He's not deterred. He's going to go. And B'siat Tishmai will find the place. And he walks. And we don't even recognize this part of the story of the Akedah. Avraham wasn't told where to go. He ends up in Haramaria, which is the place where he always was. And of course, there's certain depth to this, which is not Tisha B'av material to talk about. How it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham the first time, Lech Lecha El Arz Shereka, and he was taking him to the Makom HaMikdash, and here too he says, Lech Lecha, probably Avraham was thinking, where am I going to go? Where am I going to go? And he took him to the very same place. But every single time you come to that place, it should be a different place. It's that place that is always changing, that place. And the same thing is true with our davening. Every single day we come to the same place. It doesn't mean to say that the davening should be the same there. Every day a person starts davening and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, Lech Lecha, go to that place to daven. And the Jew has to feel like he doesn't know where he's going. He doesn't know today where the davening is going to take him today. No expectations. Just because yesterday davening was dry doesn't mean today that it'll be. And finally, Bayom HaShlishi, by the third day, the Torah says, and we say this in every davening, Vayar Samakum Erechok, that Avram can see the place from a distance. Now he has to get there. Now he has to make his way there. And it took tremendous strength, and he tells the two lads who are walking with him, Shnei Naravitai, he says, you guys stay here, we're going to Nishtachavim and we're going to come back. We're going to get there. And you can imagine every single step that Avram take, how his legs were so heavy. To have to go to that place, to Shecht Yitzchak. Of course, on the one hand, he was besimcha to do the Ratzon Hashem, how painful it was. The thought that he would have to sacrifice his son. The difficulties to get to that place. You can imagine it was impossible to get there. And then the Torah tells us a glimpse of a conversation between Avraham and Yitzchak at this time. There's like a window. The Torah gives us a very rare window in the conversation between Avraham Yitzchak, of which the Zohar Kaddish expounds upon the mystical understanding of what this conversation was. Hineni b'ni, v'yomer avi, where are you, my father? And he says, I'm here. He says, ayi haseh lo'ayla, where's the seh? Oh, don't worry, Hashem will show us the seh. Everything by Avraham, everything, don't worry, we're going to go and Hashem's going to show us. We didn't know where the place was, He's going to show us the place. You know what this says? I don't know where this says, Hashem's going to show us the set. We just have to keep going. And these words, V'aya hasela oila. Where's the set for the oila? Where is the Sef of the Oila? You can imagine that when the Torah is giving us this glimpse into the Ayah Sel Oila, that Yitzchak wasn't just asking, where's the Seh, Tati? I'm carrying so many things, why don't we schlep along the Seh? Now these words and every word of a tzaddik is a tefillah to Hashem. And when he says the word Ayah, we've spoken about this in the past, when he says that word Ayah, that word ayah has so much, it should send chills down our spine every time we say the word ayah. Every ayah in Torah is connected, that word ayah. Ayah mekayim kvayde. This is what he was saying to Hashem Yisbarach. He's talking to his father, he's talking to his father in heaven. He's saying, ayah sela ayla. He's saying, ayah sela ayla. When Avraham Avinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, in what schus will I know that we'll have Eretz Yisrael, we'll have the Makom HaMikdash? Hashem says, b'schus ha-karbanos. And the schus of karbanos. And the tzaddikim tell us that if we bring korbanos on Har HaBayis like we're supposed to, then it secures our stay and our rights in the Makam HaMikdash. But if not, chalila, and if there's no sez to be a ma'ala, then Yiddish blood is spilled in the streets of Yerushalayim. Then the Jewish people themselves become the korbanos. And we've had many, many korbanos. Millions and millions of korbanos. And when we say those words, Ay Hasala Ila, you can imagine what Yitzchak is thinking. I'm on my way to be shechted right now. This is a story of Jewish history. That I have to offer Jewish blood because there's no Sela Ila. If there would only have been a Sela Ila, then we wouldn't have to do this. And this goes back to the words of Chazal to give us a glimpse into the conversation which led to the whole Indian of the Akedah. That the Satan says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, you've done so much for Avram Avinu. You've given him a son. Did he ever thank you for such a son? Did he bring you a korban for having Yitzhak? Hashem says, no. There was never a thanks. We don't find anywhere in the Torah that he thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for him. It says, Vayigomal HaYeled, that he, after 2 years, after he stopped weaning, Avram made a suda, or his upshur, and however you want to learn it. But where was the thanks? Since you're right. Bring Yitzhak, put him on the altar. If there's no Sela Oila, then the Jewish blood is spilled. You can imagine where if Baruch Medrash says these words, Eizu Mekom HaShalzvachim, when there's no Zvachim, when there's no Mekom HaShalzvachim, how much Jewish blood has been spilled. This is the Ayah Sela Oila, this is the very same thing. This is Yitzhak's Eizu Mekom HaShalzvachim. And that ayah is a powerful plea before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's saying, ayah sela oila. Saying, ayah makom kavodai. Do we need this galus? Where is the place? Where are you, my master, my king? Why must you be so far for so long? Vayar samakom erachot. The Zohar says that makom is Hashem Yisbarach. When we don't ask Ayim HaKon Kvayde, if we're not searching for Hashem Yisbarach, if we're not searching for Hashem's presence, if we're not living a life with Mesiras Nefesh to be able to find Hashem Yisbarach, and especially during davening, if we don't take the message of the Akedah, what Chazal wanted by reading the Akedah, it shouldn't just be a service of words. It shouldn't just be that we have to say it. To be Yoisei Parshas Akedah. It should be that we're supposed to learn from the Akedah, Mahalach and Davening, how to get to that place of Har HaMoriah. We're trying to get before Hashem. The Ari says when you say Mogen Avram, you have to Mechab in that Mokom, which you spoke about in the Akedah. We finally got here. It wasn't easy to go through Psukei Dezimra and through Av HaRabba and Shema Yisrael to be Meister Nefesh. All to come to this place called Mogen Avram, to stand in front of Hashem, Akovim Eichom Asa Tefilasa, to that Mokom of Tefillah. And a Jew has to have emunah when he's standing in front of Hashem in Woodmere or in Queens or in Thailand or New Zealand, wherever he is, then he's in the Makom HaMikdash. But this could be the Makom HaMikdash. Ela Makom Asher Amar Lo HaElokim. And if a Jew doesn't say Ayim HaKom Kvodai, if he doesn't say so, then you know what happens? Then the Goyim say Ayim. Like we say on Mondays and Thursdays every week, we say, Lama Yomru HaGoyim Ayim Lehehem. Why do the Goyim say, where is their God? Why do the Goyim say Ayim, says David HaMelech? Why do they say Ayim? They say it in ridicule. Ayim Lehehem, where is your God? As Titus was plowing through the base of Mekdash, he turns to him and says, where is your God? Where is the God of the Jewish people? The reason why they say Ayah is because if a Jew doesn't say Ayah, if a Jew is not searching, if he's not saying with sincerity, with an honesty, if he's not saying Ayah Mikhaim Kavodai, where is Hashem in my life? Where is Hashem in this world? What are we waiting for? Then the Goyim say Ayah. And they mock the Jewish people and they meramist us. And Hashem puts words in their mouths because you didn't say Ayah, we say Ayah. Ayi tachas ayi. Gemara tells us that Yirmiyahu HaNavi, who saw the Churban Beis HaMikdash, then he was davening one day and he was standing in that makom and he was saying to himself, HaKel, HaGadol, HaGibah, VeHanayira. And he came to the words HaNayira and he said, Ayi Nayira Oisav, where is the Nayira of Hashem Yisbarach? And he took out the word he took out the word Nayira from davening. He says, Ayi Nayira Oisav. After the Churban Beis HaMikdash, there is no Ayi. The Ayi has fallen. There's no Ayi anymore. There's no Nayira anymore. And when Daniel came along, and he was saying the words, HaKel HaGadol HaGibor, and he said to himself, where is the Gvur of Hashem? There's no Gvur of Hashem. And he said, Ayi Gvur Aisav, where is Hashem's Gvura? The Ayi has fallen, the Gvur of Hashem has fallen. He says, I'm taking a Gvura from the Nesach HaTfilah. Until the Anshei Knesset HaGadoyla came along and they said, what are you talking about? Where is the Ayah of Hashem? Where is the Naira? Where is the Gvur of Hashem? How can a tiny little Shapsala exist among 70 Ze'evim around it? Is this not Gvur Yosef Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is this not the Naira of Hashem that in every generation they wish to wipe us out? Shalei'echa bilvad amad lina l'chaleseinu v'akadosh baruch hu matzilinu miyadam. Is that not Gvur Yosef? Is that not Nayira Yosef Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu? They were able to find the Nayira and the Gvura of Hashem Yisbarach right before their eyes. But don't make the mistake, Rabbi Yisai, to think that Yirmiyah and Daniel didn't have it right. Of course they went through tremendous pain. They lived through that suffering, through that churban. But these were heiliget tzaddikim. And when the Jewish people weren't saying Ayah, there were still tzaddikim in the generation who were saying Ayah. And don't think for a second that when Yirmiyah said those words, Ayah nor Oisav, he wasn't asking Hashem, Ayah mekam kvayda. Don't make the mistake to think that when Daniel said those words, Ayah gvur Oisav, that he wasn't davening to Hashem and saying Ayah mekam kvayda. That it was only through their efforts that it opened up and illuminated the eyes of the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah to be able to see such answers. Many times we don't see the answers to our questions in the beginning, because they're tefillahs, they're not questions. Yirmiyah wasn't just asking, he was offering a tefillah, he was saying, Ayei Nayira Oisav, after all is said and done, where is your Nayira now? Where is your Gvura now? Until hundreds of years later, the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah can come along, and they should be able to be zeichet to that chiddush, which was born from Yirmiyah and Daniel, searching for Ayei Mekam Kvayda. And so many Jews are wondering nowadays, like the Goyim, they're saying, Lama yomu ha-Goyim, Lama yomu ha-Yehudim ha-Yelehem. So many Yidden don't even know what there is to even know what we don't have. Such a haster asaman, and we're zeicha, the few which we are, to even know that there even was a Beis HaMikdash. That the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem was not just some ancient artifact. They can come and take pictures by it. There's still tzaddikim who live like this. There are barachos of the world who say, Ezuhu mekamen shalzvachim, and it conjures up a whole world of thought, a whole yearning, a whole life, a whole life of Ezuhu mekamen shalzvachim, a whole life of Ayah hasela ayla. We're saying the words. From Amish, we're saying the words. We don't know what this means, the life of tzaddikim like this. There's a siyata d'shamayat tishbav to be able to feel it a little bit. To be able to feel it a little bit, but of course, in the schus of the tzaddikim HaKadoshim, that they dedicate their whole lives to this. That they realize their purpose in this world, the mission in this world. They're on Hashem's team and they're trying to work for Him and to serve Him with nemanus, mesiras nefesh, like the akedah. Every day by tzaddik is an akedah. We say Ayi today. And we say Ayasela Ayla Izumakamach Lazvachem. And we're going to see the Paris of that. Every year we see the Paris of that when Rosh Hashanah comes around, Yom Kippur comes around. These are the Yomim Nairaim, these are the days of Naira. These are days of Gvura. The Ari says that there's a part of Gvura for the whole year, these days of Rosh Hashanah to Shmini Atzeres. It's called the Gvura of the year. So when we say on Tisha B'Av, we say Ayeinu Ra'isav, Ayei Gvur Ra'isav, and we're bewildered and we don't know the answer to such a question. When we come to Elul, when we come to Rosh Hashanah, which immediately follows these days, when those Yamin L'Raim come, we're able to taste a little bit what that means. Ayeinu Ra'isav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the whole Metzius for each and every one of us, which we're zeichet to in that month of Tishrei, is all born out of the Avoida, which we have during the 3 weeks, and especially on Tisha B'Av. Hazoyin Bedima, that we plant a seed with our tears, even if we don't cry real tears, that in our hearts, whatever we can do, we're planting at this time of year to the Berina Yiktsayru, to that Simcha of Yom HaKippurim and Sukkis and Shmini Atzeres. Because the truth is, it's not so ancient as we think it is. Because we're not just mourning the fact that there's no Beis HaMikdash. The fact that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed was 2,000 years ago. But every single day there's a Golas HaShechina. But it's not the Beis HaMikdash which is going to change the world. It's not Tali and Abayas. It's Tali and the Shechina, the Matzav of the Shechina. And when the Shechina went into Golas then, it's in a greater Golas even now. That in a certain sense, we're margish more every generation which goes by, we're margish the churban more. Because it means anacha yirin galas, anacha yirin galas, more tzashchina, more tzashchina. If it wasn't enough then, it's much more now. It's so relevant to us. We'll conclude with this last thought. Pinchas Karetzer mentioned once before, not so long ago, that the Ari HaKadosh tells us on Yom Kippur, when a Jew says the words Ayi Mekoyim Kevaydai, in the Musaf Shemana Esrei, the Ari says that a Jew can daven for one of three things. He can daven for Ruach HaKodesh, he can daven for children, that they should be children tzaddikim, or he can daven for Ashiras, for wealth. But he can only pick one. He can only pick one of those three things. So I once asked my Rebbe, I said, Rebbe, what's the right answer? So he says, I think even al pi halacha, to daven for children who should be tzaddikim. Not just that it's the right answer, even halacha dictates that's the right thing to daven for at that time. And that's what Reli Avapian said as well. So I asked my Rebbe, do you ask for any of these three things? He says, no. So I thought to myself, what does that mean? Here you have a window of an opportunity to daven for such amazing things. Yom Kippur, when you say the words Ayim Mekom Kvaydai, which we know that on Shabbos those words you receive your neshama yaseira. This is a big time. Every single Shabbos you receive a gift when you say Ayim Mekom Kvaydai. Hashem gives you the Shabbos when you say such words. Nothing. So it occurred. Because you have to understand, whenever very big things happen, there's many distractions. reminded just now of a medrash. Trying to find it very quickly. This is in Devarim Rabbah, Parsha Beis, in this past week's Parsha. Amish this time of year, Shabbos Chazayin. It says that the Melech came into the Medina, and he came with many different officials. There were generals, secretaries of state. And it wasn't very clear, as the Melech was coming, who the Melech was perhaps, or how much more chashuv the Melech was from these officials. And it says that the Bnei HaMedina thought that they were trying to make a kesher with these dignitaries. Some of them said, I'm going to make a kesher with the duchos, the general, chesnesh. And this one said, with the ister listatin. Whatever these things mean. Amar echad haya pikeach, there was one smart person there. He says, Eini boyer la'atzmi el ha-melech. I only want the melech. Lama? Shekulam is chachman, because they all pass. Everything gets swapped at the end of the day. The ha-melech im is chalef. The melech isn't going anywhere. Kach says the Medrash, Kishayorad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Har Sinai, when Hashem came down to Har Sinai, Yardu Imo Chaburos Chaburos Shamalachim, many Malachim came down. Michael came with his Chevra, Gavriel V'Chaburasa. And what happened? The Umos HaOlam also saw a glimpse into Har Sinai. And some of the Umos HaOlam said, I'm taking Michael. And some said, I'm taking Gavriel. But there was a distraction. Aval Yisrael Beir Lahem Es HaMelech. We chose Hashem. And that's what the Pasuk says here in Eicha. It says in Eicha, Paragimel Pasuk Haftalit, Chelki Hashem Amar Nafshi, says the Medrash. I chose Hashem, says Klal Yisrael. I choose you, Hashem Yisbarach. And here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming down Yom Kippur. And he's telling every single Jew, when you say, I am Kam Kavayza, I am Kippur, you can choose Banim Tzadikim, you can choose Ruach HaKodesh, you can choose Ashiras. Rabbi say these are all distractions. If we're choosing those things when we say the words I'm a Kam Kavayda, we're just choosing the general or we're choosing the sergeant or the secretary of state. Because when on our lips, when we have the words I am a Kam Kavayda, we're talking about where is Hashem Yisbarach, what are we really choosing? What is Hashem really implying to us? Who do we really want? What do we really want on Yom Kippur? When we're talking about the Seder of the Avodah, and we're talking about the Asar Harugi Malchus, after just talking about such things, and we say, I am Mekam Kavodai, and we're thinking about Banim Tzadikim then? We're thinking about Ruach HaKodesh on such a day? Do we really understand what it means to say the Seder HaVodah, as opposed to see and to experience the Seder HaVodah? Is there not a gaping hole in the day of Yom Kippur? When we say the words, that we should feel that kilu we're lacking nothing? Does Tisha B'Av not exactly resemble all the chumras and stringencies of Yom Kippur, as if to say that as long as there's a Tisha B'Av in the world, then Yom Kippur is not complete? So therefore, when we sit on the floor in Yom Kippurim, on Tisha B'Av, let's just say. We mentioned in previous years that Reb Pinchas Karzer says that it's an Eis Ratzon. That when a Jew sits on the floor on Tisha B'Av, he's sitting with the Shechina HaKadosha. Hashem is sitting right next to him. It's an Eis Ratzon. Reb Pinchas Karzer says you can ask for whatever you want when you're saying Kinnis on Tisha B'Av. Whatever you think that may be amazing to ask for, you can have it in your life. You're sitting with the Shechina. He's on the floor today too. He's also in Golis today. There's no Beis HaMikdash. He's sitting with his people. Just like we want to sit with him, he wants to sit with us. What better place to sit than with Yid and Saint Kinnis together? The Shekhinah is right here. So go ahead. If you want a house, ask for a house. If you want to have good health, you should ask for good health. If you're looking for a shidduch, then ask for a shidduch. Or you could be an emissary Jew and you could say, Hashem, when I sit down here with you on a day like this, and I say the words, I am a kam kavaydei, which I'm not really saying, but I'm saying other words. I'm saying, Ezehu kamen shal zvachem, and I'm saying, Ayah sel oila today. That's what I'm asking for. I just want that you should be good. And the truth is, Rabbi Yisai, everything is included in that. If Hashem has this place, He takes care of everybody. Everybody will have the Ruach HaKodesh, everybody will have their Ashiras. Everything will be good. If the Melech is taken care of, then the Melech can make sure everybody has what he needs. And if we take that lesson to heart, if we really internalize what that means, then by mincha time, Mashiach is born. And we don't have to wait till Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur to see the Noira and the Gur of Hashem Yisbarach. If we truly ask ourselves on a day like this, when we say the word Ayeh, Ayeh Nara Oysav, Ayeh Gvur Oysav, and we turn to Hashem who's sitting next to us and we say, come on already, Ayeh Mekoyim Kavayda, you could do it. We believe in you. We're Neman to you. We've been sitting like this for 2,000 years. We're not going to stop doing this. Do we need to do this forever? Can't you see that we do this every year, that we're not going anywhere until you build that bias? Just enough. And Hashem will pick up and He's going to say, you're right. You're right. I see you want the bias. I see you want that bias at the expense of everything. I see you understand what it means, the Akedah, that you want me even more than you want your own child. You want me more than your own child. That you're willing to give up on Tzaddikim and Ruach HaKodesh and Ashiras all for me. Hashem says, I see you really mean it. Let's go. I'm going to build that bias. There shouldn't need to be any more spilled blood. Shouldn't need to be able to have to read these kinas anymore. We should only read the Akedah, and all of the bloodshed of the Jewish people should all just be Havaminas. But Hashem should say, Ha'aleihu v'lei shachtehu, no more shechting of Yidden anymore. Only Ha'aleihu of Yidden, only lifting them up. Aliyah l'regel. That's the message which emerges from the Akedah, the one the Jew says, Ayah Sela Oila. These letters, they build the Beis HaMikdash. They end the Tzara Shechina. There should be no more. Lama Yomu HaGami Eleyayim. Why do they say? This is the day to end that. This is the day to end that. Hashem Shabbat should help us that as we sit here on the floor together with the Shechina Kedosha, that we should understand the relevance of what we're doing here. That although you can't point to the Torah and say, reading Kinas on Tisha B'Av is a key of this, this, and that. Call it a minhag, you can call it an inyan, whatever it is. It doesn't have to be a mitzvah d'oraisa that we build the Beis HaMikdash and to end the galus of Shechina. We should understand the beauty of this avodah before Hashem, like the Maggid that he taught us, and we know from so many years that we find Hashem Yisbarach in these days. We certainly find Him today more than any time. He's sitting with us as we're Pinchas Karetz. He's just waiting for us to take His hand and to say, "Okay, we want You more than anything else." Like you know that Medrash and Shir Shem Rabbah, that the Chassan and Kala for 10 years they couldn't have children, and they went to Mshum Bayachai for an Eitzah, and he said just like they were married b'Simcha, they should have their get b'Simcha, and created a whole party together, and then he got drunk, and he had told her beforehand, you can choose anything you want to take with you, since we're separating, once we're going to divorce each other, you can have whatever you want in this house, and then he falls asleep out of his drunkenness. And he finds himself in her house. And he says, what am I doing here? And she says, did you not say whatever I want I could take? I'm taking you. That's what I want. And Reb Shimon saw that, he gave them a bracha and he said, ah. I see there's a makom, the bracha should be chal. She have a bias now. A real bias with children. And that's what we're waiting for. We're waiting for the kala to say to the chasam, Bnei Yisrael to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want nothing else other than you. And then there's going to be a bracha, there's going to be a bias again, and there's going to be children in that home. But when we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, it doesn't mean that you're one. It means that we only have one thing in this world, Hashem, and that's you. That for a Jew, there's nothing else other than Hashem Yisbarach himself. When we say the words of the Kinos, that although we may not know what the words mean, but that the Inyan should go into our heart, that we should walk in with whatever emuna we had into saying Kinos, we should leave with more emuna than we had before. That the Heiliga Oisiyos, Rebunim Zamenachem Ov, that the Heiliga Oisiyos of the Alevim should penetrate our hearts. Doesn't mean we don't need to know what it means, that they get in, that it should build a mikdash in our hearts. We should know what it means to go together with the Shechina Kdesha and all those questions of Ayah Lehehim. Eidu Mekom Rosh Hazvachim, the Ayah Sela Eidu, we should be able to see Vesechazene Einenu, Yeshivchalat Zimracham, and Yisrael Tzenech Nyevim Einu Amen.